there has been, unsurprisingly, significant misrepresentation of comments I made yesterday in response to a listener. That's not surprising. This was about stolen generations, in inverted commas. Dell was the listener, a caller, and she described the Indigenous commemorations that started that rugby league match on Saturday night as a load of twaddle. Many people felt that the whole thing was choreographed and lacked spontaneity. Dell wasn't the only person. She asked in relation to the minute's silence for the quote-unquote stolen generation, when are they going to believe that half of the stolen generation were taken for their own protection? Well, I made the observation as a general comment that that was correct. Now, in 2014, Andrew Bolt, forget Alan Jones for a minute, Andrew Bolt wrote this: "The stolen generation is a myth. No academic or Aboriginal group has yet met my challenge," this is Andrew Bolt, "to produce even 10 names of children stolen just for being Aboriginal. Even so, no politician dares question the myth for fear of seeming racist." And he wrote, which I thought was quite brilliantly, "To be abandoned by your mother is tragic, but to be saved by strangers is not to be stolen. Such language feeds a myth that kills," he said. "Let's rescue the truth and the children." Now, that many people took young children, Indigenous and others, away from their family was because they believed it was best for the children. I made the comment then that perhaps today, and I've made this before, we need quote-unquote stolen generations, metaphorically speaking. By that I mean the courts seem frightened to direct children away from dysfunctional homes because they'd be accused of creating a stolen generation. And as a result, children are the losers. When are we going to face the reality that there are innocent children, and many families would love to have them, who can't have children of their own? Whole heap of kids who either themselves are before the courts or their families are before the courts, and there are parents unable to be parents because of drugs and alcohol. And I asked yesterday, I've asked many times, what kind of damage are we doing to children? Sending those children back into an environment where they're brought up in those circumstances. And as I said, these children, for their own benefit, should be taken away. But it seems to me we're frightened to do this, to give children the opportunity they deserve, to remove them from dysfunctional families, to remove them from violence, to remove them from abuse, to remove them from alcohol and drug infestation for fear of being accused of creating a stolen generation. There are many people who'd love to provide a home for these young children, a good home. Last week, now I come in here, Ross and I hardly talk because he does the panel there and he's flat out and we're networking, all that sort of stuff. So it's a full-time job. But the first thing I remember clearly, he said to me last week when he came in, "Oh, what about that poor kid in Western Australia charged with murder?" And that basically was the headline, an 11-year-old charged with murder. That's all people said, move on. Oh, what a dreadful kid. Well, I went and read a bit about this, an 11-year-old. It was an Indigenous boy. "My heart broke for this little boy, an Aboriginal boy. His father had been in and out of jail more times than you could imagine. It was a large family. I believe the grandmother wanted the family removed to other accommodation to protect them from wandering the streets. She was ignored. What would have happened had this little fellow, he's called Max, been given a home, removed from violence and the dysfunctionality that he's lived with all his 11 years. Now he's charged with murder." We can't turn our face against these tragedies. We're pushing ideology up a hill, and kids are being the losers. Now, if there have been children in the past wrongly taken from their families on the basis sheer of their Aboriginality, well, that, of course, is appalling, and Kevin Rudd apologised for that years ago. That's not the point I'm making. There are children, Indigenous and non-Indigenous, out there today who are being given no hope in life from an early age because they're being returned to families where drug, alcohol addiction and violence predominate. What Australian, hand on heart, can say, this is the best we can do for these kids? But are we frightened to take them away from their biological parents for fear of being branded as creating a stolen generation? Put your hand on your heart. Think about it. decent, reasonable Australians know that what I am saying is correct. Whether you're an Indigenous Australian or not, it doesn't matter what your ethnicity or your culture, there have to be certain parental standards met before you're entitled to visit hardship and abuse upon young Australians simply as the result of the fact that they are biologically yours and you must keep them. To use the language of stolen generation, we are stealing from these young people their right to have a decent chance from the get-go. And we have to accept that there are certain environments where young people should not be. And I believe society has a collective responsibility to protect these young people from having alcoholism, drug addiction, and violence of their parents visited upon them. I simply said yesterday that children brought up around alcohol abuse and drugs should be taken away from their parents. And what sensible person would argue otherwise?